President Trump called Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator without elections in a Truth Social post Wednesday morning. The post is part of an ongoing quarrel between the two leaders that began after United States and Russian negotiators met in Saudi Arabia to discuss an end to the three-year-long war. Trump wrote, "Think of it, a modestly successful comedian, Volodymyr Zelensky, talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that couldn't be won, that never had to start, but a war that he, without the U.S. and Trump, will never be able to settle." Zelensky spoke with reporters earlier Wednesday to discuss the negotiations, which began without a Ukrainian representative. During the Q&A, Zelensky said Trump is living in this disinformation space when asked to respond to Trump's comments from Tuesday, in which he said Ukraine should have never started the war. Zelensky also said he has evidence that Russia is spreading disinformation about his approval ratings, a point President Trump brought up multiple times in the last couple of days. Trump wrote, "Zelensky admits that half of the money we sent him is missing. He refuses to have elections, is very low in Ukrainian polls, and the only thing he was good at was playing Biden like a fiddle. Members of Congress were dismayed by President Trump's comments." Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy said, "To the extent that the White House said that Ukraine started the war, I disagree. I think Vladimir Putin started the war. I also believe through bitter experience that Vladimir Putin is a gangster. He's a gangster with a black heart." Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal said, "It is not only contrary to the facts and the truth, but utterly despicable, a disgusting betrayal of a country that has bled and fought and died for freedom." While there are Republicans who disagree with Trump's use of the word dictator to describe Zelensky, there are also members who don't think the war should drag on without a clear plan for a settlement. Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt said, "No one's articulated an ending point. We keep sending tens of billions of dollars over there. No one has even defined what victory looks like." Congress has appropriated $175 billion for Ukraine since the war began in February 2022. Billions have gone to American weapons manufacturers to provide weapons. Billions more are used to replace weapons and munitions given to Ukraine from United States stockpiles. So the United States gets brand new equipment. Ukraine receives what was sitting in storage. Trump said Zelensky better move fast to end the war, or he's not going to have a country left.